Well, first of all, Peter, congratulations. What a game.
Yes, brilliant. We really stepped up to the plate today. Old cliche, I know, but ironically, we always seem to play better against a better opposition. So I'm not surprised. I just thought we turned up wholly. Hung on a little bit for the last quarter of an hour, maybe. But other than that, I think we matched them for the full 90 minutes all over the pitch.
Now, we spoke just before the start of the game, and you told me that you, Horsham YMCA, were favourites to win, according to the bookmakers. You said, what do they know? Well, they obviously knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a few of the lads had a few quid on it as well. So what do they know? Now, listen, these things happen in football, don't they? We went down to Southwick on Tuesday night, a league below us, and very, very fortunate to come away with a victory, the 95th minute winner. So, Chappers has been very gracious in defeat, extremely well done. But I'm already thinking about the next round now. All I want is a home tie.
Well, of course, the likes of Whitehawk and Eastbourne Borough entered the fray. Would you like one of them, or would you like an easier tie, if ever there is such a thing?
Well, let's face it, it's got a shelf life, the FA Cup, for us. We aren't going to go to Wembley. It's all about money. And thus far, we've earned some good money, which will help the club immensely. More than anything in the next round, if you were to win, it's more about the, I don't know what the prize money goes up to in the next round. So I suppose I'd be a liar if I said anything other than one of the easier teams would be great. I'll settle for that at home.
Well, a couple of records for you. It's the first time that YM have been in the second qualifying round since 2009, and the first time you've beaten Burgess Hill here since 2001.
Is that a fact? Before my time. But yeah, I think the furthest they've ever gone was the fourth round, was it? Yeah, I think so. And they lost. So we're one victory away from equaling that record. I'd like to take the opportunity really to give credit to the lads. I mean, they're not on silly money down here. And it is all about the love of the game and the camaraderie. And they really are as one. And I'm just absolutely, you can hear them in there from here, can't you? So pleased for them. And like we say, maybe if you're going to get a really big team in the draw, if it's at home again, who knows? Fill this place up. Another big day out for us.
Okay, Peter, thanks for your time, and go and enjoy the rest of this evening.
I'll do that. I'll sleep well tonight.